You know, the only thing that makes us feel good long-term is living life at our level. I remember I met years ago John Wooden, the UCLA basketball coach, the winningest coach of all time in college basketball history. He won 11 out of 12 national championships, NCAA championships, and he won 7 in a row. I mean, the most anybody else has won in a row is 3 in a row of national championships. Now, this guy was a genius, and I'll tell you, he won more than anybody, but he didn't even focus on winning. He focused on getting guys to tell the truth. He focused on eliminating rationalization. And the way he did it is he said, here's a real simple thing I want you men to know. At the end of every game, only you will know whether you really won or lost. And it will not be based on the points on the board. Because there are some times when you play nowhere near your potential and you beat the other team just because they're terrible or because you got lucky. And if you got more points on the board, but you didn't give your all, you're a loser. Because in life, what you give, you get to keep. And what you fail to give, you lose forever. He said, if at the end of the day, you got fewer points on the board, but you gave every ounce of your soul on that court, you know you could walk away the winner because they may have been lucky. They may have had more skill. They may have had a better team, but they didn't get more out of themselves. Winning and losing in life is an internal game, and it comes from telling yourself the truth. And if you do that, if every day you demand more from yourself than other people would expect, you give your all, you're going to most often with more points on the board than the other team. So we got to tell ourselves the truth, and we can't use softeners. You can't say, well, I'm a little overweight, you know, or I'm a bit robust. No, your butt is bigger than Chicago. You're fat. Tell yourself the truth, because until you do that, you have no reason to change. So the reason people don't change, number one, they're out of practice. Number two, they rationalize. They tell stories. They use softeners. They lie to themselves. Third reason is they got an ineffective strategy. Some people, they're willing to go for it, and they're not even rationalizing, but, you know, they're running east looking for a sunset. And I don't care how positive you are. I don't care how committed you are. I don't care how your standards are. If you got a strategy that doesn't work, you got a problem. And let me tell you, the number one thing that doesn't work for people, since our first focus here to get an extraordinary life and extraordinary psychology is get an extraordinary body, right? And if you're going to have that extraordinary body, you got to have this time to make it strong every day, increase that metabolism, feel that feeling of power and passion in your body. But you know what most people do? They want to look good, and so their primary strategy is change their diet, and they do that alone. Diet alone is never going to give you the level of health you deserve. It's a critical component. But diet alone is not enough, because what happens when you diet? Well, the very simple thing occurs. As soon as you start to diet, what are you doing? You're depriving yourself. Well, as soon as you deprive yourself, guess what happens? The body's not getting as much, so it starts to use some of the fat built inside of you, and sure enough, you start to lose weight. Step two. But after you deprive yourself and lose weight for a while, there's a point when you get sick of depriving yourself. So what do? You binge, step three. And when you binge, what happens? You gain back the same weight, usually a few pounds more, because when you go on a diet where you're limiting your calories, one simple thing occurs. The body knows it has to conserve its energy. So what it does is it gets better at storing fat. So when you finally go to eat, your metabolism is dropped. It takes less food for you to gain fat faster. That's why 5 days out of the week, you got to have your hour of power. You're out there moving, exercising, sweating at least to level 7 so you get that energy up. That's why you want to build some muscle in your body. That's why it's critical. Don't you deserve to create the rituals that for a lifetime will give you the health, the vitality, the energy you deserve? You won't get it by rationalizing. You won't get it by softening. You get it by telling yourself the truth and getting your butt in gear, but also at making a strategy that works. Now, by the way, let me tell you why most people don't make the change besides the rationalization. They get hooked in another pattern. And that pattern is they get in what I call the pressure cooker. The pressure cooker is, here's what occurs. People don't change, don't change, don't change. So things get worse, 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 until finally it gets so bad, you got to change. And what makes it so bad is you get so much pain. One day, you know, you can't pick up your own telephone calls because you're afraid it's going to be a bill collector. You know, you get to the point where you can't get your butt to squeeze in the regular class seat on the airplane without having your ability to breathe impaired. You know, something occurs that finally pushes you over the edge. You go, not another day, not another moment. You get so much pain, step one, that you take step two. You take action. Now, when you take action, you go to step three. You get results. You start to lose weight, as an example. When you start to lose weight, step four happens. The pain reduces. When the pain reduces, step five happens. You lose your drive. When you lose your drive, step six happens. You stop taking action at the same level. And when you stop taking action at the same level, the final step occurs, step seven, you go right back to where you started from. This is the pressure cooker. And then people do it again and again and again.